This week's mailbag comes to us from Michelle. Pardon me, Lisa, but you need to know something. On March 19th, you changed my entire future. The whole thing. You see, you answered my question about how to use the Entrepreneur Workbox to set up my website. In the meantime, I've created a job card for each family member, got most of my business papers and training materials in order, and completely changed my website focus. It turns out that if I were to do the recipe website, I would be the business. We've dumped that idea, redirected into a much more profitable family venture, and are looking forward to a bright future. I've also joined the 100-day challenge, and the 21-month goal sheet in the planner makes everything actually achievable. You've changed my life. Thank you, Michelle. Do you have an organized 365 success story? We would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at lisa@organized365.com and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting, functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Are you following along with our back-to-school blitz? We are going through our back-to-school blitz and getting ourselves ready to go back to school, both as kids and adults. And here in this podcast, I want to talk about what you as a child do every single Saturday and Sunday. So in the first of these three podcasts, I talked about the different phases of organization for kids. Littles are from 0 to 7. Learning level 1 is 7 to 12. Learning level 2 is 12 to 18. And then launch is coming next year, which would be when you launch off and leave your family home. And then in the last podcast, I talked about how there are three times of year where you really deep dive and clean and organize your bedroom and kind of get back to ground zero, or like, you know, decide that, oh, I really, there's a whole bunch of toys that I don't want here anymore, and I kind of want to move my furniture around. And those are the whole entire month of July, the week of one of the weeks of spring break, and then a long weekend or a day over your spring break. Now, what I want to talk to you about is the idea of cleaning and organizing your bedroom. And inside of the kids program, these are actually two different slash pockets. So inside of the dashboard, we have these little slash pockets. And when you open them up, there are a bunch of videos and printables. And one is labeled Saturday and one is labeled Sunday. You can change the days that you want to do this on, but basically you're going to do these same things every single week. And as you look at them, you may think, oh, that's a lot of stuff to do. Parents feel the same way when I tell them to do the Sunday basket, and the Sunday basket usually takes about an hour and a half to 2 hours to do. And they think, ooh, that takes a long time to do. And that's true. However, when your parents do the Sunday basket, they find out that they get an extra 30 minutes to an hour every single day, Monday through Friday, because they're not doing all the little things that they would do on Sunday. And while I know you're probably not super excited about cleaning and organizing your bedroom or planning your week on Sunday, I will tell you that cleaning and organizing your bedroom and planning your week on Sunday will make your life so much happier. If you clean and organize your bedroom, then it will feel like a mini apartment. It'll feel like you're coming home. You'll be super excited to go in your room. There'll be so many things you could do, and you won't feel overwhelmed. If you don't clean and organize your bedroom every week, you know what I mean, but you don't enjoy it anymore. Like, I know, especially with my daughter, when she has not cleaned and organized her bedroom in a while, she doesn't go in there anymore. Like, she spends all of her time in our bedroom or the family room because she doesn't even want to go in there because it's so overwhelming. And also, if you don't clean and organize your bedroom every weekend, it's just so much harder to do. It's so much easier to just do it every single Saturday or Friday night and just get it done than to try to take a weekend off. It just always backfires. Now, what you've probably never heard before is to plan your week on Sunday. Parents do that, like adults do that. It's becoming more popular for adults to do it, but even most adults, I would say one out of every two, has never even thought about planning their week on Sunday, or it's not something that they grew up doing. And I have created 6 steps that I have you do every Sunday that's going to really help you get organized. Now, if you're in the kids program, I'm going to go through the Saturday/pocket and then the Sunday, so you can just open up and watch the videos and download these printables. If you're not in the kids program, just take really good notes, okay? So let's talk about Saturday. Our Saturday weekly bedroom checklist is to pick up and then clean up. So in picking up, we have 4 steps, and inside the kids program, each of these steps is an actual video. So number 1 is get rid of all the trash. So you go in your bedroom Saturday morning, and I want you to take a trash bag and walk around and just say, trash, trash, trash. I'm picking up trash, 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 trash. And collect all the trash, tie that up, take it into the garbage downstairs, wherever your garbage is. Okay, that's step 1. Step 2 is food and dishes. Food and dishes, food and dishes, food and dishes. What in this room is food and dishes and needs to go back into the kitchen and be put away? It wasn't trash. You may not eat food in your bedroom, and that is fabulous, but a lot of people do. So that's why I add that step in there. Step 3 is to put the dirty laundry away in a hamper, because wouldn't you agree, when you go in your room and it is so overwhelming, a lot of what's overwhelming is just clothes. Like, you dropped a towel on the floor after you took a bath and you took your clothes off last night. You were too tired to put them in the hamper. And then you tried on an outfit this morning, but you didn't like how it looked. So you just left it on the floor instead of hanging it back up. And when you look around the room, there is just so much stuff, but a lot of it is clothes. So if you can walk through and just pick up all the clothes and put that in the hamper, it will clear up usually about 50% of your room. So half of your room is probably just clothing. Now, you have to do whatever your parents say. So if you're supposed to do your own laundry, then walk it right downstairs and start a load of laundry. If not, then just put it in the hamper wherever your family keeps the hamper, and hang back up or put away the clothes that are already clean and need to be put away. Those are our first 3 steps. Get rid of trash, get rid of food and dishes, and get rid of clothes. Now, you're most of the way done, pretty much. The last step is to pick up any of your toys and put them away, or anything that you put on top of your dresser if you have one, or desk or bookshelf, you know, where you just kind of laid something down but you didn't put it away. Now it's time to pick up all of those things and put them away. So that's picking up your room: trash, food and dishes, taking out all the laundry, and picking up all your toys, books, collections, and putting them away. Now, cleaning your bedroom, I just have 3 steps for cleaning your bedroom. And if you don't need to clean your bedroom, you don't need to, but these are the 3 steps that we do in our house. 1 is making your bed. And in the kids program, in the video, I actually show you like how you make a bed, not just pull up the sheets, but actually take the sheets off and make a bed. I show you how to do that. But my kids just pull up the sheets. That's what we usually did. The 2nd one is to dust and Windex. In our family, my kids' furniture is all from IKEA. So it's okay to use Windex on it. You need to follow whatever your mom and dad say for, you know, Windexing your desk or cleaning off your dresser if you have one, or bookshelf. You might need to use a magic duster or something like that. That would be for dusting. And the last thing I do have my kids do is vacuum their floor. There is nothing like going in your bedroom after the floor is vacuumed. It's just night and day difference to have that floor vacuumed. Now, make sure when you vacuum your floor, please, that you're always wearing shoes. And I don't mean flip-flops. I mean tennis shoes. Shoes that cover your toes, because I would not want you to get hurt when you are vacuuming. So make sure you always have shoes on when you are vacuuming. So that's Saturday. Saturday, we pick up our bedroom. The first couple times you do this, this could take a long time. But once you get really good at picking up your bedroom, getting rid of trash, food and dishes, putting the laundry away and all of your toys away, and then pulling up your bed, Windexing if you need to, and then vacuuming your room, that'll take, I don't know, an hour and a half. A way to make it not take so long is to put your clothes in the hamper more often, and to put your toys away on the shelves instead of leaving them on the floor. But we're not perfect, so don't worry about it. You can always pick it up on Saturday, but if you want it to not take as long, then start picking up Friday night or don't leave things on the floor as often. Now, the area of your weekend that you probably do a lot of the things that I'm going to mention, you just have never done them all at the same time, is what we are calling the kids' Sunday basket routine. So if you're listening to this podcast because your mom listens to the Organized 365 podcast, then you've probably heard about the Sunday basket. And originally, we thought we would actually give you a Sunday basket just like your mom and dad's Sunday basket, but that doesn't really work. It works okay. You can definitely have the box Sunday basket, but we found that these six things work better. A couple of these you can go through without being in any part of the Organized 365 program, and then the other ones you can figure out how to make yourself if you're not inside of the kid program. So number one, the first thing we want you to do on Sunday is completely empty your backpack. I know. Some of us only do that one time at the end of the school year, but I want you to do it every single Sunday. So if your mom does the Sunday basket, you could sit in the same room as her, or you can do it on the floor of your new clean, organized bedroom apartment when she's doing her Sunday basket. And I want you to completely empty your backpack. That means take all the papers out. You're going to find some things in there that you forgot that you were supposed to do something with. So empty the backpack. If there are papers that your mom needs, go put them in her Sunday basket. If there's stuff that your dad needs in the kitchen, go take it down to the kitchen. If there's any lunchbox related stuff, put that in the kitchen. If there are any, like, I don't know, treats or something you got from school that should go in your collections box, clean out your backpack so that there is nothing in there that doesn't need to be in there. Step two is to finish your homework. So if you haven't already finished your homework, now is the time to sit down, finish all of your homework. And step three is to go through your school binder. So however you organize your schoolwork. Now inside of the kids program, I have created a binder that I used with my kids. And I suggest you, it's called Lisa's School Binder. And this is how we set up school binders. So if you have one of the Lisa's school binders, then you're going to go through that, make sure everything is all set up for the week. So step one, completely empty your backpack. Step two, finish your homework. Step three, go through the school binder. Now, step four is to fill up your activity bags. Again, we have a whole lesson in the kids program on activity bags. Your activity bags are whatever you do for extracurricular activities. Maybe you take piano, or you do dance, or you play soccer, or you play hockey, or you're in the musical, or I don't know, whatever you do that is not just school related. And your activity bag is like a little cinch sack, you know, that you wear on your back, but we want you to put everything that you need in there. So like right now, my activity bag is because I am going to the gym and I am working out. So I put my tennis shoes in there, a pair of socks, shorts, underwear, my shirt, a small deodorant, some lip gloss because my lips always get dry when I work out. I also put some of those makeup towelettes and a swimsuit because our gym has a swimming pool and sometimes I go in there and then when I come out, my mascara is all over my face. So I put some little makeup towelettes in there so that I can do that and a brush so I can brush my hair and a barrette for my hair. So that's what's inside of my activity bag. When you go to do your activity, do you ever forget things? Like you're like, oh, I wish I had a chapstick in my bag, or that would be really good if I had a brush, or I would want to put my empty water bottle in there so that when I get to practice, I could just fill it up with the drinking fountain. So what are the things that you need for your activity bags for the week? Go ahead and fill those up. That's step four. Step five is the one clip. So Organized 365 has this one clip. It has little boys and girls on it. And you have yours, and it's whatever color it is, and you put it on the refrigerator. And inside of your one clip are any of the papers that mom needs for coming up that doesn't need to be in the Sunday basket, like an invitation to a birthday party, if you have tickets for something going on at school, if you have a permission slip that needs to go back to school, but not until the day of, like let's say you're going to go on a field trip and you need a packed lunch and you need to make sure to put sunscreen on and it's this specific date. Well, it's already on your mom's calendar, but we're going to put that piece of paper on the refrigerator so the morning of we remember to pack our lunch in a brown bag and we put sunscreen on. And there's a whole lesson on how to do the one clip. We will link that in the show notes. But you give your mom anything needed for the one clip. That is step 5. So we're going to review real quick and then we'll go to step 6. 1, completely empty your backpack. 2, finish your homework. 3, go through your school binder. 4, fill up any activity bags you have for the week. 5, give your parents anything that needs to be put on the Sunday basket one clip. And then 6, I want you to write out your weekly schedule on paper. You may have never done this before, but this will really help you not forget anything all week long. Stay organized. And this may be when, even though we just did all that, we went through the backpack and everything, this may be the time when you remember to tell your mom that on Wednesday, everybody has to bring in a round snack, or everybody has to wear the color purple on Friday, or all these random things that happen at school that we forget about. We're not going to forget about them if we fill out our weekly printable. Again, this printable is inside of the kids program, and it starts on Monday and it goes through Sunday, and it has 7 blocks across the top, you know, one for each day, and then 4 blocks all the way down. And the blocks are labeled before school, school day, after school, and evening. And this is when you look at your week coming up and you can write down before school. Okay, before school on Wednesday, I need a brown bag lunch and I need sunscreen because we're going on a field trip. And before school on Friday, I need a purple shirt because it is purple day at school. And that may be the only things you write in that first row of before school. Then in the next row is anything happening on the school day. So Wednesday is our field trip to the park. So you might put field trip to the park. But Thursday, you have a math test. So you'd write down math test on Thursday, spelling test on Friday. So when you look at your calendar, whether you put this on your wall in your bedroom or on the refrigerator, it will remind you that those things are going on the school day. The next row is after school. So these are the things going on after school. Okay, Tuesday you have piano, and Saturday you have a soccer game, and Sunday you have soccer practice. So that's what's happening after school. And then in the evening, this would be like after dinner time, and you may put down Wednesday church because you go to church after dinner on Wednesday night. So you could see how when you plan out your weekly schedule, does not mean that every single block has something in it, but these are all the things that you don't want to forget that are important so that you can see them on your bedroom door as you're getting ready to go, or you could see them on your refrigerator so you don't forget things. I hope you've been enjoying our Back to School Blitz and you've been joining us in the Back to School Blitz online on Instagram and on Facebook, and have written down what you want to do on Saturday for organizing your bedroom and Sunday for preparing your week. I know we're talking about this in July and you might be like, well, that whole thing sounds great, but I don't have homework right now. It's July. So listen to this podcast again in September and October to help you plan your Sunday routine after you've gotten into your new grade and you're getting ready to go. All right, you guys, have a great week.